Chapter 3. Consequently, holy brothers, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest whom we confess, Jesus. He was faithful to the one that made him such, as Moses was also in all the house of that one. For the latter is counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who constructs it has more honor than the house. Of course, every house is constructed by someone, but he that constructed all things is God. And Moses, as an attendant, was faithful in all the house of that one, as a testimony of the things that were to be spoken afterwards. But Christ was faithful as a son over the house of that one. We are the house of that one, if we make fast our hold on our freeness of speech and our boasting over the hope firm to the end. For this reason, just as the Holy Spirit says, "Today, if you people listen to His own voice, do not harden your hearts as on the occasion of causing bitter anger, as in the day of making the test in the wilderness, in which your forefathers made a test of me with a trial. And yet they had seen my works for 40 years. For this reason I became disgusted with this generation and said, 'They always go astray in their hearts, and they themselves have not come to know my ways.' So I swore in my anger, 'They shall not enter into my rest.'" Beware, brothers, for fear there should ever develop in any one of you a wicked heart lacking faith by drawing away from the living God. But keep on exhorting one another each day, as long as it may be called today, for fear any one of you should become hardened by the deceptive power of sin. For we actually become partakers of the Christ only if we make fast our hold on the confidence we had at the beginning, firm to the end. While it is being said, "Today, if you people listen to His own voice, do not harden your hearts as on the occasion of causing bitter anger." For who were they that heard, and yet provoked to bitter anger? Did not, in fact, all do so who went out of Egypt under Moses? Moreover, with whom did God become disgusted for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? But to whom did He swear that they should not enter into His rest, except to those who acted disobediently? So we see that they could not enter in because of lack of faith.